And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Yes, it feels good to be back on the podcast. By the way, all May at Subway, you can get a free delicious 6-inch breakfast sandwich when you buy any sandwich before 9 a.m. So you want to try the Black Forest
it's
ham?
It's June the 3rd.
Dude.
I know you're reading the commercial. I gave it to you because they gave it to me. I just
all
realized.
May at Subway.
Oops.
So we're getting back to what I was just saying. You know, it's the same one we did for this show too, because we had the same copy for the show, and that's what you call the script is called copy. Okay, look, here's the deal.
You got another Subway commercial we can do instead?
Yeah, I do. I'll find another one.
See, that's a problem.
Subway commercials for days, right? Oh, look, there goes Patrick's daughter, Evangeline. Can you wave?
Wave at the camera.
Hey. That went
nope.
Well.
There's no, yeah.
Okay, well, here. At Subway, we're excited to introduce the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich. The new premium carved turkey is thick-cut, all-white meat, oven-roasted to perfection, and it has no artificial preservatives. It is really good, too. Try the new carved turkey and bacon sandwich at the Subway Sandwich Shop. Fresh is what we do.
Sweet.
All right, we're good to
all
go.
All right, cool.
So, Patrick. If Evangeline fell into a monkey cage with the crazy monkey that's trying to protect her. Oh, there she is. What'd you say? Oh, okay, she's okay.
My child has no desire to be
in a gorilla cage.
On camera, on the radio,
or
anything.
In a gorilla cage.
None of that. She will not dance. She is not a dancing monkey.
Yeah. That's why she keeps opening the door.
Yeah, there's a reason she's opening the door.
But what I'm saying is some of her friends have the. She has one friend who has her own YouTube channel. I'm not kidding.
Already?
Yeah, 7 years old. Seven years old. Because she makes that many videos of herself. Like, and younger kids, 4 and 5 year olds, I know that always want to be on camera. No, I can't get her to do stuff at all.
Yeah. Well, she keeps opening the door and coming out.
I don't know what's going on. Anyway, so I have my daughter at school today because I forgot there was no school.
You forgot?
I just forgot. I picked her up yesterday afternoon, and I have her all weekend, and I always get her on Thursdays, but then I bring her to school Friday morning.
Yeah.
And then this is the first Friday that I've had her this summer. There's no school, and I'm like, oh, looks like you're coming to work with Daddy.
There she is. Like Ghost Patrick in the back. Oh, it was a Ghost Patrick moment. She is just like her dad. Whoa. Look, there's a little head popping up.
All right.
We're going to leave that up. It's going to be like a gopher cam.
You see whether or not you see.
Yeah. There she is again. So, I see. Oh.
All right. Again, we're making the podcast more video than audio, but we apologize for that. Those who listen to it actually listening.
Well, you know.
It is what we almost have to come up with a like separate, because what's happened is the podcast has turned into a video cast.
And it's not supposed to be.
And so what happens is everyone
starts. And I
want to
point out that when we talk about doing the entire show on camera, this is what I'm afraid of. I'm afraid the radio show comes to be about the seven people
visual.
Who are watching the video stream.
Yep. Yep.
Who, you know.
Yep, I agree.
And not the 17 people listening on the
radio. And it's easy to get into. It's easy to slide into the video thing of it because you're looking at it. Mm-hmm. So when you're seeing it. You're doing things that, like, you know, like
we all do it, and I complain about it, and I do it.
It's just human nature.
You know, you're on camera, so you act differently and you react differently.
Yeah.
So and Bubba's still playing.
I'm letting you talk.
Am I on the shot? Do I need to move?
No,
so
you're good.
Okay,
you're totally good. Why are you worried about it? Don't talk about it. It's video. No, I have it set up, actually. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, just bear with us for 15 seconds longer. Patrick's daughter's here, like we said a minute ago, and I have it set up now where the camera, for those who are watching live on Facebook, can see her pop up and down like a gopher in the back. Oh, look, there's Hello Kitty. All right.
I had a very interesting week since the last podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I went to Panama City Beach.
for 48 hours with Dierks Bentley. And we got back. Then I got back, and then we all went to the Louisiana Association of Broadcasters meeting together.
In Mississippi.
And Mississippi.
And Mississippi, yeah. And so it's just been like, I've been on an airplane four times in the last 5 days.
Do you know that he's, like, freaked out over airplanes? Like, bad? Like, he has to take medication?
He's never flown with me. He's always refused to fly with me. But he doesn't even like driving with me. He rode with me to the airport the other day, and I was shocked.
Okay, D, because we didn't talk about this. D rode to the airport separately than Bubba and I because he had to go to a Gunner had a baseball tryout. So we get in the car. First of all, we got to a train. Now, there's a train right near the studio here.
We call it the rally train.
Rally train. We hear it every now and then. I'm telling you, every time I pull right on this street and I see that train, I immediately make a U-turn. I haven't waited for that train ever because it's always a super long train. We pulled up. We waited there for 8 minutes, and it's still going. And Bubba just keeps going, well, I mean, you
know. It's got to end sometime.
Here's the thing. Once you've waited for 4 minutes, you might as well just wait for the next four.
Yeah.
And here's the problem.
And then you've waited for eight, so what's the problem?
But hold on.
That train is still coming. We never saw the end of it, and all of a sudden, here comes another train coming the
opposite direction.
Oh, no. On the other track.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So at that point, that's
when I don't think I've ever seen that.
That's when I busted the UE and went the other way.
Okay, so we're already running behind. Then we get to the airport, and I'm not kidding. 14 times we rode around the parking garage up and down the one of the things. We just kept going. He was determined to park on the first level and not have to go up.
You know me. I have a superpower. It's not mentioned very often, but my superpower is I always park in the front row, no matter where we go. It could be Christmas. It could be the Super Bowl. If I'm going to an event or a place, I show up and I immediately go to the front row and I park.
Yeah.
And Big D, you can attest that we usually never have to walk.
No, we really don't. But sometimes if your power isn't strong that day.
Well, here's what happened.
Oh, by the way, for the record, we went down like 7 or 8 aisles before he goes, oh, you know what? I should have just gone to the front. Let's go to the front. And oh, no, I'm on the wrong side. I knew it. I should have gone the other side.
I was being spoiled.
He believes his own press.
Oh, I know.
He thinks he actually has a superpower.
And then finally,
but I do.
I think I had actually convinced him to just go up to the next level.
The negative energy from Patrick is what
we
have a spotting.
Are you coming here or are you going out?
There's a child in the wild.
Don't slam the door.
Hey, you know, I don't care if she slams the door. It's fine. I mean, whatever. It wouldn't be the first time.
I'm gonna spend my afternoon at the park. It's gonna be great.
Yeah, what do you guys do? What's your
go-to? Zoo, we go to the park, we go to the mall and play video games.
You
we
do, you know, with your child?
Yeah, she be loves
careful.
The zoo. Yeah.
That's cool. I can imagine that she's, how old is she?
7.
A 7-year-old girl and you
have a lot in
there's
common.
Not a whole lot of.
You know, but she likes Legos a lot, and I like Legos. Now, granted, she has some pretty girly Legos, but.
They make girl Legos?
Oh, they make girly Legos now, man.
I thought Legos were like unisex.
I always did too, but now they have specifically. Girly Legos.
Are they pink?
They're pink and purpley. Yeah, and
really?
They have princesses. And here's one. She got for her birthday a Lego beauty shop set.
That's
girly because there aren't a lot of 7-year-old boys going, you know what I want? The Lego beauty shop set.
There are a few.
There probably are a few.
I'm watching people riot over politics in the background. If you look over Big D's shoulder, you see the TV over there for those of you watching. But why do people riot over politics?
Yeah. Well, I can't tell. It's the same. I'll tell you. And I've said this on the air several times. I understand that people have
frustrations.
Yeah. And you have your guy or your girl. All right. In this case. So they're still politicians. And if you put a sticker on your car that has someone else's name. That as a politician, I immediately go, I don't know that I could hang with that person.
Meh.
I just don't. I just think if you, and I'm sorry if it offends you. Yeah, You can get over it. It's just the way I think.
We're trained to say we're sorry that you're offended.
We're so trained.
I'm so sorry
to say
that you're offended.
Sorry. I'm not sorry. It's just the way I think. So I also don't like tomatoes. I'm not going to apologize for that.
I'm sorry if it, it offends you that I don't like tomatoes. We got invited to go eat at a tomato fest, by the way.
I'm not eating
tomatoes. That ain't happening because
I like them in like sauces and stuff. But
I can't even stand ketchup, dude. If ketchup touches me when I'm fixing my kids' meals, I'm like, ah!
I go, and
it's like a steam bath. I'm like, but getting back to your sticker thing,
don't do that. The people rioting, that's like a whole nother crazy level.
Dude, the funniest thing are the people who take, they'll take like a razor blade and cut the Bernie thing in half. And they're like, I'm sorry, I didn't have one of these stickers, so I took half. Hope you don't mind. It's the socialist way. That's funny.
It's funny, but
that's why people are fighting.
It's way more than I would ever do. Like the people who go and want to listen to Trump talk. I mean, you're going to stand in line for hours and hours to get in there and listen.
Is there any politician, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, anybody that you would actually go to listen to?
Of course not. No.
I've been to speeches. I've gone to see people speak.
Why? Really? You can do it right on your phone.
Well, when I did it, it was 1996, and you couldn't do it on your phone.
Yeah, well, but I just don't.
But don't put politician stickers on your car. But if you prefer, you can put Big D and Bubba on your car. Just go to shop.bigdandbubba.com and get your very own Big D and Bubba bumper.
And again, I'll tell you, I think that's lame too.
And don't put it on the
paint. Don't say it's lame. We're selling bumper stickers on our
own site.
Why
are we selling stickers?
Hold on, Mike.
Just because that, you know.
Just to cover the whatever.
To cover the cost. It's a dollar.
It's
a dollar.
I'm just not a sticker person. I
put them on my truck all the time. Put them on the window and the back glass, and it's cool.
Maybe
says your statements. Plus, it helps to identify your vehicle sometimes because I got a white pickup truck. You know how many white pickup trucks are out there?
Yeah.
So whenever you're looking around, you go, oh look, there's mine it's got the stickers.
It's something you like. It's something you're into, and so you want to make sure that you have a sticker. That's fine. It's just not my thing. It's not my thing.
And Angela, do you like stickers? Do you want to talk?
Patrick's daughter is now in here.
No.
You don't like stickers at all? I like stickers.
Hey, Patrick was telling us, your daddy was telling us about your Legos.
You have pink Legos? Like, what do they do?
Pink and purple Legos?
Like the beauty shop? Is that, like, true?
You have a Lego beauty shop?
Yes.
Yes, you can talk.
What does the Lego beauty shop do? Like, does it have, like, any magic hair washing things or anything like that?
No.
What does it do? I mean, if I were to go out and pick up my own Lego beauty shop,
you think he should have Legos? You think Bubba should get him a Lego beauty shop?
No.
I have Star Wars Legos.
Star Wars Legos are for boys. Huh? Yeah.
No.
You guys ever been to Legoland?
Yeah.
Have you been to Legoland?
Now, you're talking about the store or actual? No, I thought you meant like the big store, the Lego store.
No, the amusement park.
No, I haven't been to
that. I haven't.
Yeah, it's outside of San Diego. It's the one I went to anyway. It's really nice. It has lots of, the rides and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But, you can get any kind of Lego you want. They sell the little pieces. And
I like that.
That Lego empire is...
It's an empire.
It's an empire. That is big money. And they've been making it for a long time.
A long, long, long time.
Long time. And whoever came about and said, hey, you know what? We ought to remarket this and make it cool again and start making, Star Wars characters and all
Disney princess characters.
Smart. It's smart. Yeah, and brilliant. it's taken that toy to a whole nother generation.
Yeah.
I would have thought that would have died out.
Yeah. Have you seen the, they're like knockoffs, but you get them on the internet and you can get like all the college football teams. Like you get Lego players and Lego fields and you have Lego goalposts and they have basketball.
I want to build a Lego stadium. That would be awesome.
Well, you build the Lego stadium and you get the knockoff players and then like you can have, football games.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
You could do it and do stop motion animation, put it on the internet, and you can make your own thing and that would be huge.
Speaking of like things that take a long time to do, are you guys into, jigsaw puzzles?
Not into jigsaw puzzles, but I do puzzles. Like my wife and I will do them sometimes.
Like to do jigsaw puzzles with my grandma when I was a kid.
Really?
Because she liked to do it.
But you don't like it now?
Oh, gosh. It's just, It seems like something that's just...
I mean, it's to me, it's almost watching the grass grow.
And it's, it's futile. There is, there's it's something that you're doing that's just...
I mean,
it's a way to pass the time. It's
it
all
is,
it is
which
there
is
for.
The same thing as watching the grass grow.
No, but you start from the outside. It's all about problem solving. You start from the outside, you do the border, and then you fill it in towards the middle. And that's what you do.
I guess so.
Once you learn your method and it just...
We've come a long way as a society. Let me tell you, like 50 years ago, that was high entertainment. A 1,000-piece puzzle was like the whole weekend.
People
like
have them shellacked, and then they would put them in a frame and hang them on their wall. You go into some old lady's house, and there's a big picture of a kitten up on the wall. It's like, oh, man. She's like, I put that together in the course of the weekend.
We always... You have that bud, like you go over to his house in the summertime, and you can never, you know... You couldn't mess with his table because that's what his mom had her. That's what we had.
She was set up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we would work on it a little bit at a time. It'd take forever.
All summer long in some cases. I'm glad that it's summer, man. And I love it. I enjoy it. I like having the kids, you know, around the house. You know, Zach is around the house a lot anyway because he homeschools. But, you know, it's cool to have... The other, his buds come over, you know, and they're going swimming or it's just, I don't know.
You can tell I've been out to the pool a lot and swimming a lot with the kids because I'm so tan.
Oh, yeah, you're.
That's sarcasm.
Almost Dominican.
It's sad, man. My kids spent the last week and a half swimming, basically, and they're so dark. Like, they have their mama's skin. Like, she tans really, really, the Italian thing. And
I don't understand women's obsession with tanning.
Well, it looks better.
It looks very
healthy. No, but I mean,
healthy.
Like, we went to the beach. There were a couple of girls in our group. They had all tanned prior to getting to the beach, so they wouldn't show up without a tan.
Yeah.
Okay? And then all they wanted to do while we were on the beach was lay out and get a tan on top of the tan they got before they got there. I'm like...
It's almost like taking a bath before you take a shower.
It's soothing, dude. I lay it out in the sun. Like, I have a hammock, and, you know, I've got a couple of them. I've got one under the patio where I can, you know, fall asleep while listening to the rain. But then I have another one between two trees. And you go out on a nice, warm day, and you lay between those two trees.
Yes, I lay
it
out on the
beach. And that
sun
gets on you, and you just... It
feels
good.
It's very soothing, especially with the sound of the water and the whole thing. That's great. But I didn't get a pre-tan from a tan. You know, I didn't go, boy, I really want to make sure I look tan when I get to the beach.
It's like a base layer. It's like putting primer on a car and then painting it.
See, that's now it makes sense.
Now, you see, you put it into guy terms, it makes total sense. Oh, you got to prime that
prime
wall.
Prime the base.
Of course.
I'm an idiot. I got you.
No, totally get it.
I understand. I will say that there's been a lot of changes here in the studio, and Carson's been with us now for how long? Five months?
Yeah, it'll be 5 months.
And I've learned a lot about just women in general because with having her here. And some things that I thought were the case aren't, you know, like everyday kind of stuff. Just having her here.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm trying to think of one in particular.
Like that Carson shows up with her makeup and hair done almost every day. Just in case somebody shows up other than us. She's not doing it for us.
That is true because over here, we can get very surprised. Like somebody will walk in and it'll be, hey, Luke Bryan's coming over here. They just called.
Sometimes it's literally my fault because I didn't tell you Luke Bryan was coming. But sometimes it's,
usually.
Sometimes it's because I don't get that call until 5 o'clock the day before.
Yeah.
You know, so that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Hey, Evangeline, what's that on your head? What is that on her head?
She made a crown.
I want to see your crown.
Show Big D. He didn't see it.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
Tell him what that is.
What is that? But what is the crown about? Here, talk right here. Because I want. Oh no. Okay. Well, don't worry about that. What's the crown about? What's the purple thing on top?
So she made that by herself. I think she made it at her mom's house. Yeah.
Yeah, you did?
Yeah.
So what is it? It's a yellow...
I tried telling you before we started, she's not cooperative.
Yeah.
That is not gonna be a thing.
Like a little phantom running in and out of our lives.
Yes. No, it would be much easier if she would come in and actually sit down and talk, but she won't do it.
Jumping on the sofa.
So we don't have... She's got vacation Bible school next week.
Ooh, VBS, man.
Yeah.
I love VBS.
So
my mom ran VBS.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We had the we'd have all those little things. But do you remember? It used to be these felt boards, and then they had like giant figures of Bible people in the Bible. So you'd have like a big, you know, this big size Jesus, and she would tell a story, and she would put Jesus on the felt board. Just a picture of Jesus standing there, and then you know Jesus went in and into town and wanted to said I want to meet. So it went by the tree, and she puts up a tree and puts Zacchaeus up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus, come down from this tree, the sycamore tree. I want to talk.
By the way,
to
what
you.
Was Zacchaeus's problem? Was he like mental? Because they don't describe. I mean, back then they didn't know how
Zacchaeus
to describe
was a,
it.
He was a tax collector.
Yeah, but why
so
was
no
he in the tree?
No one liked him. But why would you go?
Did somebody tree Zacchaeus?
Was it they treat him? I mean, Red will have to treat. Come on, Zacchaeus, why don't you run?
Jesus, come in to have a little fun.
Come on down.
Yeah, I don't know. Was it? No, I think it was.
Why would any sane adult?
I got. Okay. It's all coming back to me. Zacchaeus was very little. He was a short person, very short man, and he couldn't see Jesus because of the people.
Right.
So he climbed up the tree to look over the people. Yeah, now that's right. And so Jesus went to him and said, "Zacchaeus, come down from that tree. I want to talk to you." And there you go.
Okay, thank you, Big D.
Yeah, you're welcome. My mom taught little BBS. felt Jesus, and. Sycamore tree. So she taught Vacation Bible School, and I think we would help, but we didn't ever go. Like, we would go like a couple of days. It was more like a job to us because she was working it, you know.
So, yeah.
Anyway.
I never worked VBS. Stacy volunteered 3 years ago and did, no, 2 years ago and did it, and she loved it. Yeah. She had the best time. And then, like, they did this thing at the end where they had, like, a big musical. Like, basically, they did a play with songs, and then so the whole week they would do, like, this, you know, Bible studies and the games in the morning, and then they would rehearse, and then we got to go see the show at the end. It was really fun.
That's cool.
And kind of a neat idea on how to do it.
Did you guys go to summer camps?
Yes. I went to church camp several times.
Yeah. Church camps were pretty cool.
Church camp rocked.
Church camp was good. We went to – I was a Young Life leader, so we did a lot of – We did a lot of Young Life camps. We're at Windy Gap, North Carolina. There's a camp there, and we did a sailing camp off the coast, East Coast. We did a bunch of different stuff. It was cool. I never went to like a. Did you guys ever go to like a camp, like not church camp, like just a summer camp, like no. Camp Wiggajamugi or whatever?
I went to a
camp. What?
Wiggajamugi.
I went to a day camp where we went to camp every day and then went home at night. But it was just, you know.
So you never stayed overnight?
No.
Yeah.
I don't know anyone who did.
I did. You know two of them right here.
Yeah.
You went to a camp?
Yeah.
Besides church camp?
No. I mean, always church camp. But like sleepaway camps, always church camp. Yeah.
Yeah, we had
the other stuff was the devil.
Yeah, we didn't do much of that stuff. I had some friends who did, but I always thought it was probably cooler than my lame church camp. I don't know.
Maybe. Ours was great, man. We did all the kayaking and archery.
Yeah, I think we probably did the exact
BBs
same thing. It's just that, you know.
Back then, they didn't give participation stuff. Even at church camp, they didn't give participation medals.
Yeah.
If you got a ribbon, it's because you won it.
Yeah, you threw the ball further than anyone else.
Yeah.
That's what you did. There's always so much pressure on me to throw the ball further than anyone else.
Why?
Because you're the biggest.
Because I'm the biggest guy. I was the biggest guy there.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily mean you can throw the ball far. All I did was tear a rotator cuff, I think. A micro tear. Still bothers me now. I didn't win even.
You have an old church camp injury.
I get
an old
church camp injury.
You have to go to the orthopedic surgeon to have it looked at. And what happened?
Right? Well, I'm an athlete, Doc. And what happened was... I had to throw the ball.
This one time at church camp.
anyway, but Gunn's on his way now. He's going to Cooperstown. He and Kathy.
But that's not a church camp. That's a baseball.
It's like baseball camp. It's like there's like 120 teams.
Yeah.
120 teams from around the country going in, and apparently it's a great experience. We talked about it a little bit this morning, and. Some dads reached out to on text and were texting me about, you know, having great experiences with going to Cooperstown to play baseball. because they stay in these like dorms together. They have bunk beds and there's no air conditioning. They just all kind of, you know, can you imagine the stench of having 13, 12 boys or whatever and two adult coaches?
My kids
come
back from the beach and none of them were wearing any kind of deodorant. And I'm like, I know you've been together. And you guys feel like everything's fine, but y'all need to put some deodorant on.
Man, it's going to be
and don't just put deodorant on. Don't just spray it on top. You got to wash it first, then you put it on. Because y'all are smelling good.
To this day, we're talking 25 years ago. It was the beginning of the sixth grade. I remember Miss Jack was one of the two. We had two teachers in the sixth grade. Like one taught us half the subjects and the other one taught us the other half.
Mm-hmm.
So get us ready for middle school when we'd have to really, you know, switch classes every hour. And Miss Jack did a rap to explain to us the importance of deodorant.
And it was that 80s, 90s style rap.
Remember? I still remember Miss Jack, who was like a 55-year-old lady going, soap and water won't do. You got to use deodorant too. And I that still stands out in my memory 25 years later. Because remember, little kids don't use deodorant. You just get into that age. You get to be about 11.
It hits time, you know, all at once. It's like, bingo, like, you stink.
You need some deodorant.
Hey, I want to
real quick, before you do that, I do want to say this. For those of you watching on Facebook, my phone is about to die. So as soon as the feed is done, as soon as my phone dies, it's going to stop.
That's the end of the thing.
Yeah. So for those of you watching, if it stops abruptly, that's why.
I just wanted to send out our heartfelt
condolences
and this overwhelming grief and sadness over the two plane crashes yesterday. You had the Thunderbird go down number 6, and then you had Blue Angel number 6 go down in Smyrna, Tennessee yesterday.
And then you've also got the Fort Hood guys. I mean, this is a rough week for the United States military. The Fort Hood guys and the flood, again, to their families, to their friends, to you know, everyone involved in the searches and rescue efforts and all that for all of these situations. I mean, definitely prayers of strength for you guys.
Blue Angel number 6, and I apologize, I do not have his name. Someone can get that for me. The story is that apparently he knew, he radioed that he was going to stay with the plane.
Jeff Cuss, by the way, is
that's
his
it.
Name.
Yeah, Captain Jeff Cuss. He was going to stay with the plane and take it all the way into the ground because to avoid the plane going into a residential area. There's a bowling alley.
There was a bowling alley that was full of kids because it was having free bowling day. Several neighborhoods, apartment complexes. And if he ejects,
you don't know where it's
going to
go.
He doesn't know where it's going, you know, at that point. So he spotted, he put that plane down in a empty cotton field surrounded in every direction by populated areas. He had to have known, that's my spot, I'm going to try to get it in that spot. And
knowing,
he did.
Well,
knowing full well that's
something they teach you.
He's most likely not going to make it if he stays with the plane all the way down.
Well, I was going to say, that's something they teach all pilots whenever you're first learning to fly, is that, you know, if you put it down, you want to stay away from populated areas, and you want to look for somewhere that, one, gives you the best chance to survive.
Right.
And number two, it doesn't put somebody on the ground in harm's way. And he is definitely heroic for doing, I mean, not only him, but you see private pilots doing the same thing. And,
absolutely.
You know, who fly it to the ground. It's like the captain going down with the ship. They know they can get out. They know they can escape, but they choose to do the right thing and protect those on the ground. And definitely hats off to him for being that hero.
Yeah. Just, you know, as pilots, it's
as Americans,
you're right. It is. It's pretty tough. But anyway, we hope everyone has a great weekend and you enjoy whatever you're doing and have some time with your family and your friends and, you know, have a good time. But just kind of keep those guys and their families in your prayers.
All right. We about to wrap.
Let's wrap it up.
All right.
So
here's
my wrap. Soap and water won't do.
You got to use deodorant too.
There you go. That's my rap. You guys have a rap or something?
Yeah, I do. It's called the Subway rap. Subway's excited to introduce carved turkey and bacon sandwiches. Man, which is, made with delicious, thick-cut all-white meat turkey. It doesn't really rhyme, does it?
No, it doesn't rhyme.
Well, see, if somebody would have written the spot to do that.
You know what? I'm going to work on that.
No artificial preservatives. No, topped with great-tasting applewood smoked bacon.
I'm not supposed
to
work on that.
You'd be making it with American cheese, please.
Please,
the day after Thanksgiving sandwich that makes you feel so good, you know? You love making them after Thanksgiving at home. Now you can make them at Subway.
That's
right. It's good, available anytime. You want to try the new Subway carved turkey and bacon sandwich? Subway, fresh is what we do, boo.
It's what we do, boo.
You got the boo
you
in there.
Kind of rapped a little bit there.
Fresh is what we do, boo.
We're in.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
Where?
On the radio. Every day. It was the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Still love the I'm sorry.